Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Where it's almost intercepted because the safety is ready for it. And last week, they took a shot to Robert Foster that was underthrown. Foster did get away from the corner, but it was underthrown. And did you notice there were two guys back there? So here's the thing that might be happening with Robert Foster. And I don't know this. I'm not like a film analysis. Like, I'm not studying the film. I'll watch it maybe once. Foster's playing 8 snaps last week, 23% in week 3, 36% in week 2, 22% in week 1. What I wonder is, every time they're throwing him out there, teams are going, oh, look, Robert Foster's on the field. That means they're going to go deep. That means they're going to try to go deep. That would be my worry. And maybe a way to open up the deep vertical passing game would be to always have Robert Foster on the field so that, hey, now you don't know. Now you don't know if they're going to go deep on this play. It's a tell, maybe. Every time Foster comes on the field, all right, back up. Here they come. Whereas if he's on the field every play, now you can't account for it every single play, and that can open it up. Instead of Duke Williams, who has been all right so far, and I think is certainly more deserving to be on the field. I'm glad they got rid of Zay Jones to put Duke Williams in there. But Duke Williams isn't doing that for you. He's not stretching the field like that. If you want Duke Williams on the field, put him out in the red zone. So, yes, Singletary, get the ball more. Foster, just be on the field more. Honestly, more than the 8 snaps he played last week. And active. How about even active? Let's go to John in Rochester. John, you're on Sports Talk Saturday. What's up?
Hey, I'm doing great, man. I'm getting pumped up. I think Allen's going to have a breakout passing attack tomorrow. I think the winds will be under control a little bit, so that's going to be good. But I got to tell you, I thought Allen played pretty well against the Eagles if he would have had the right play calls. GR's been talking about it, you know, since the game. Dable didn't run the ball enough, didn't run screens, didn't use Singletary. That's the key, and I think Allen's doing fine. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I don't completely disagree with you, John. Thanks for the call. I didn't need them to run the ball a lot more in that game. I thought they ran it enough. My thing was the shorter passing game. Like, Allen, what's funny is he's been the opposite of what you might have expected this year. He has the highest passer rating in the league on throws between 0 and 20 yards, and he has the lowest passer rating in the league on throws over 20 yards. So he's kind of been like a game manager in a way, to some extent, this year with his decision-making on where to throw the ball. And I don't know if this was Dable or I don't know if it was Allen, but a lot of their passes last week were deep. And the way the wind was that day and the way the weather was that day, that was not the day to do that. Like, look at Carson Wentz. Carson Wentz, almost all of his passes came within 10 yards. Almost all of them. They had a concerted effort that they knew what the wind was. They were still going to throw the ball, the Eagles were, but it was going to be short. And the Bills didn't do that. So that I would have changed. Did he have a good game, though? No. He did not. Did he have a terrible game? No. But you know what? This is two games in a row here where the Bills have played bad defenses. The Dolphins are tanking, and the Eagles have maybe the worst secondary in football. And 372 total passing yards is the number. So against maybe the two easiest passing defenses you'll play, you averaged, 180 yards? Quick math there. 180 yards? You got to be able to do better than that. There needs to be a game where Allen proves that, hey, I'm not going to throw 300 yards every game, but I can do it. If you need me to throw you into a game, I can do it. If you need me to blow out a team by passing, I can do it. That has not happened. And here's another test. Here's another attempt at that. Here's another really easy opponent where that could happen. So I'll say this. If it doesn't happen this week, I'm going to be worried that it maybe never happens, because that'll be three easy matchups in a row, maybe your most prime opportunities, and if it doesn't happen, then that's tough. 803-0550 is the phone number. Quick word on the Sabres before we switch back fully into football for the next hour. We'll have Chris Trapassa from CBS Sports on at 1. Some lineup notes for the Sabres tonight if you missed it. It looks like Brandon Montour is going to be in the lineup for the first time this season. Jimmy Vesey expected to be back in the lineup as well. It'll be John Gilmore and Evan Rodriguez as the scratches. Carter Hutton in net. Sports Talk Saturday rolls along with Joe DiBiase here on WGR.
It's like one thing after another, and it just seems almost like it's getting worse and worse and worse. And, I mean, there's so many people that left, not the front office, but the business office. I mean, they've had like about a 70% turnover in the business office. So there's a lot of things going negatively. And in the meantime, you know, they're trying to get a new stadium right downtown.
John Clayton. I'm a show for the Bulldog on Thursday. You can catch that on demand at WGR550.com. Yeah, the Redskins stink. And they, like, who's the most dysfunctional organization in football right now? It's one of three. It's either Cincinnati, the Jets, or Washington. Now, Cincinnati might not be, like...
Call them stubborn.
Yeah, they're that's right. That's the word. They're more stubborn than they are dysfunctional. Like, they I think they know what they're doing, but it's just the wrong thing. Like, they're going to re-sign 32-year-old A.J. Green. Like, what? First of all, build that man the biggest statue ever built outside the stadium if he decides to put up with whatever they're going to be going through the next couple years. Like, aren't they? They're going to probably draft a quarterback this year. Maybe. This might finally be the year. But, like, even them, like, all, you know what all three of those teams have in common? All of them have a weird thing going on with injuries with an offensive lineman. Even Cincinnati. So, Cincinnati, Cordy Glenn got mad at the coach and yelled at Zach Taylor to cut him because they tried to rush him back from a concussion. And that became a whole thing with Cordy Glenn. The Jets had this Osemele who tore his labrum. The Jets wanted him to play through it. Okay. And, like, we're sending blank MRIs to doctors where he was trying to get a second opinion. And then they cut him after he had season-ending surgery that he needed. So, like, there might be a grievance coming there. So that happened. Then this Trent Williams thing with the Redskins. He's got something on his head that the team told him was minor 6 years ago. Turned out to be cancer. And here he is. Like, I actually read about that. The only reason he showed up to Washington is despite them. By him showing up, he now has 1 year left on his contract instead of two, which makes him harder to trade. So he
That's awesome.
Right, it makes it harder to trade, and even if they can trade him, they'll get less because he only has 1 year left in his contract. So that's what's happening with this team the Bills are playing on Sunday. They have to win this game. Like, they have to. Even maybe more so than the Miami game, because at least the Miami game it was, all right, it's Fitz. Like, we know Fitz can have games where he just goes nuts. And he had a good game. This is completely different. This is a rookie quarterback with that reportedly doesn't like to watch a film, so doesn't seem to work super hard so far. That's only reports, but, I mean, that's out there on him. Not ready at all to play. He's had 22 pass attempts overall on the year, 4 picks. Like, this, you can't lose to that guy. You can't lose to this team with that quarterback on the road against this defense. Maybe even more so than the Miami game. They're favored by what, 17 in the Miami game? It's 10 against Washington. I love this line more than I like that Miami line. I would take the Bills with the points. Or against the points, I guess. So, this should be as must-win a football game as it gets for the Bills the rest of the year. Like, when I talk about gimme games, like, I throw Denver in there and I throw Cleveland in there. Like, this is the ultimate gimme game of them all. Because this roster stinks. The quarterback doesn't seem to be ready. The team is in shambles. They already fired their head coach. So, when it comes to dysfunctional organizations, I would probably put Washington at the top of that list. The Jets, at least, like, they have a quarterback. Like, I still think Darnold's going to be good. I know the what's it called happened. The ghost comment. that he's afraid of ghosts. Then, by the way, did you see the Jaguars troll them with the plane overhead?
Yes.
With a banner that said, Gardner Minshew ain't afraid of no ghosts. But, so like, at least the Jets have Darnold. The rest of it's pretty dysfunctional. The Redskins, man, like, I just, the coach didn't want the quarterback. Maybe they picked the quarterback too high. They've got this thing with Trent Williams, which just sounds like evil. Like, doesn't it, that, like, all of that happened with this guy, and you wouldn't trade him? I don't know. What must it be like to be a fan there? Then, by the way, like, this is another reason I didn't mention at the top of the show why I was rooting for the Nationals in the World Series. The story about how Dan Snyder got mad when the Capitals won the Cup because he doesn't want any other teams to have success. Then he got mad at his own players for congratulating the Nationals for making the World Series. So I imagine that when they won it, Dan Snyder was stomping around mad, throwing stuff somewhere, and that makes me happy. That makes me smile.
Yeah, every other Big Four team, it seems, in that city has finally conquered some demons
right.
in the last 18 months between the Capitals and the Nationals, and even the Wizards are getting, you know, they're doing their thing in the NBA, and then it's just the Redskins in the corner, like, bonking themselves in the head with a shoe. Like, come on.
I can imagine Dan Snyder just bonking himself in with a shoe. That is like, it, and maybe it's just like a symbol. Like, I think about the team colors for that, right? It's almost like the other three teams are kind of like, they're all in this together. Like the Wizards, like they congratulate the Nationals, on even if it's just on social media. The Capitals, same thing. Ovechkin is at a bar doing shots with people when they win the World Series. And all of them have the same colors. They're all red, white, and blue, right? You're in D.C. The Nationals are red, white, and blue. The Capitals are red, white, and blue. They all change their colors to be the same thing. But then there's the Redskins, who everyone wants them to change their name and wants them to probably change their colors. And they're just sitting over there. They're going to be like, yep, we're just on our own. We're just on our own over here. So it's probably tough to be a Washington Redskins fan at the moment. 803-0550 is the phone number if you want to get in on the conversation, although we're going to talk to Chris Trapasso coming up next from CBS Sports right after this on WGR.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.